This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Up all over the place. The countries thought they were in good shape, and then all of a sudden they have a big flare-up. I see that over the weekend, I guess on Friday, there was a record worldwide number of death. Worldwide. I'll get involved and we'll start doing briefings, whether it's this afternoon or tomorrow, probably tomorrow, and I'll do briefings.
Lawsuits, confusion, and more people dying. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, we're going to blow the sugar off the sugar coating as we kick off the week here on the show. And the number of deaths, the number of recovered, that warms my heart because that's rising, thank God. And the confirmed cases with the coronavirus. You know how I roll if you've listened to the show at any length of time. I am absolutely the glasses half full. I am all about this country and I love this country. And boy, I am so worried for many, many people in certain parts of the U.S. because it's creeping up on them and some aren't even realizing it. So here's where we are. Deaths, 143,000. Yes, that's what we've got. Confirmed cases eking closer to 4 million. There are more tests, so yes, there's going to be more confirmation. Recovered, 1,130,000 people. So that number is rising. That's good. But then there is, in some cases, the lingering effects of COVID-19. I mean, see, here's the thing about this monster that we're all fighting. No matter where you are politically, this is the common enemy of all of us. And the common enemy is not easy to hunt down and kill. I think we're all in agreement about that. There is some good news with vaccines. I talked to somebody today off the cuff. I say off the cuff because nobody wants to go on the record who's in the know, other than the top doc and a few others, a few scientists and speculation and et cetera. But now I'm hearing spring, so by next spring could be widespread availability of a vaccine that actually works. But I put the word could in there because nobody can verify that for sure. There's no way to know for sure. We do live under the big question mark, and that's what we have to do for now. This is the way we live. So in Florida, there are over 10,000 new cases for the sixth day in a row. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, now it's almost like he has pocket hecklers. Anytime he stands in front of a mic, you can barely hear what he says. And so he put out a call Monday for people who have COVID-19 even at the clubs. You can hear them in the background. So he put out a call for people who have it to donate blood because of the number of deaths. They topped 5,000 because of the pandemic, etc. And one of the treatments that we all know about is the effective use of plasma, of the convalescent plasma. And thank goodness so many people that have gone through COVID-19 are donating blood because that's an incredible help to help others survive, you know, if they get this, what can happen to them. So like I said, it's like he has these hecklers that follow him around screaming, shame on you, you're lying to the public, all that kind of stuff, you know, screaming stuff out. But through the screams, you could hear what he was saying, and that was really the focus. The focus was geared toward, please, donate blood, get out there, blah, 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 all of that. The top doc, Anthony Fauci, who I'm assuming is going to be back in the White House again in the nest with these daily briefings that are going to click back up again, says that he misses the boring stuff like going out to dinner, seeing a movie, and that kind of stuff. But he is the chief advisor. Some Some now don't like him, some like him. But regardless, he is the guy. He's the chief guy, you know, in our response to the coronavirus pandemic. He said he doesn't have much free time. Of course he doesn't, because he's working 16-hour days. And good, because he's leading the vaccine charge and the therapeutics research at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And that's part of that whole Moderna thing, as they teamed up together. So I'm assuming he's going to be at some of these briefings with part of this whole coronavirus task force. And he said, listen, I'm in a strange world. I've read a bunch of quotes from him. We, of course, see him constantly on the tube. And he says, I've devoted my entire career, which you know is 85% of my life, to infectious diseases. And now I'm caught in a historic pandemic. I think he's a straight talker, because we may not always like what comes out of his mouth. And then in the beginning, some of us thought, well, summertime, we're getting this idea that it's going to be different. And now a lot of people aren't happy because that didn't happen. But he's the New Yorker guy who just says what he says. And he is the voice on a recent Quinnipiac University poll. They were talking about, in this poll, who do we trust the most? And you know who was the number one in the poll? Was Fauci. Above everybody else, his name came up again and again and again. And of course, because he's worked on viral outbreaks. HIV, AIDS, bird flu, H1N1, swine flu, take your pick, Zika, Ebola. It's good enough for me. So, and even if you hear the president talk about him, one day he's not happy, but the next day he says, we've known each other, we talk all the time, I like Tony. He says, I like Tony. That's the last thing I heard the president say about Anthony Fauci. So bottom line is, there's spreads, there's lawsuits, there's concerns, there's rollbacks, and there still is the question mark. I mean, that's what the deal is. There still is the question mark over when. For the NFL, because players were a little bit hanky about going to training camps when there was no protocol in place, suddenly there's a protocol in place. Same like Major League Baseball, which has started up again, at least with these so-called, I'll call them spring-summer games, and then it kicks in fully. But NFL players were pleading with the league to do something, and now they have. Rookies are reporting and this week, and then veterans will come in the next week, so it's a little bit staggered. There's constant temperature checks to track the players. But I think some players are super, super concerned, especially when they have a young family or a pregnant wife, like Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, who's concerned because his wife is pregnant. And he says there's no clear plan on player health and family safety. We want to play football, but we want to protect our loved ones. So will this season happen or not? Like everybody else, are kids going to 100% go back to school? Depends on where you live. Is there going to be another round of the stimulus? That's being discussed. We'll talk about that, of course. And coming up next, it's the home of Big Ben. How are the Brits dealing with the coronavirus? We'll talk about it next.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late way to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. A little bit from the UK. He's coming up a little bit later in the show to talk about the Encyclopedia of Herbs, Fruits, and Vegetables and the power of that, really, on longevity, the way you feel, etc. I mean, and come on, we all know it, too much fast food. We're seeing the numbers being a couch potato, especially now with what we're going through with the COVID-19 and all the aspects of the coronavirus, the pandemic that has so many of us staying at home. Is it kind of a great opportunity to dive into that and figure out ways to eat better for sure? But like I said, Oliver's coming up later, and I wanted to bring Oliver on to tell us about what London, because he lives in London, what London's been like during this time period. So Oliver, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you later in the show. And what has London been like during this time period?
Well, I've been 15 weeks in lockdown, and London has never been as clear and as clean, and our air pollution is zero after 4 weeks. Nobody was going out. Everybody was inside. They were taking the directions from the government. To me personally, a little late. They should have been told to stay at home a few weeks before, but the thing is that now everybody, the thing to me is economy versus life. And the way the countries, governments around the world are going, it's the economy they worry about, not the person's lives. Now, that apart from that, London is a fantastic city, always has been and possibly will always be. It is a great city. I've grew up here and I've lived here for 54 years. And it's a beautiful place.
it's interesting because you talk about London and how the sky is so clear and all of that, and then the debate we're all having about the economy versus life, which is crazy all over the world. But what about the mask? Are people wearing masks? Are they social distancing and doing that if they run out to the grocery, let's say?
No. In plain language, no. Now, I've just been out to the bank. I wear a shield. I don't wear a mask. I wear a shield, which covers the whole of my face. Now, I met a friend of mine, John, and he says to me, he says, oh, hi, how are you? I said, I'm very well. And I said, John, where's your mask? Oh, he says, I have one. I said, why aren't you wearing it? So it's about I'm protecting him by wearing mine, but he is not protecting me by not wearing his. And that's what's the problem. We have pubs open, clubs open, everything open. And you can see the pictures on the news. People are on top of each other, crying out loud. This, you know, and the other thing you'll have is you'll have the governments of the countries around the world blaming the people, right? But it's the governments that ordered the openings.
Yeah.
Because they're worried about the economy. Excuse me. In 1922, in your country, you had the collapse of the New York Stock Exchange. It recovered, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Everything recovers. Kid, it just, sometimes it makes my blood boil.
Yeah, I understand.
But I'm, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand. I can relate to that because we've done an unofficial poll here of mask on and mask off, and actually it's kind of 50-50, which even that surprises me. Oliver, thanks, and we're going to talk to you a little bit later in the show.
Thank you very much, Kate. Pleasure. Be well.
All right, so that's London. London with cases of COVID-19, they've seen it on the rise, and certainly we've seen this worldwide. The fact that, you know, it's kind of the same thing, right? They've got the antibodies thing going, talking to people, kids especially, that are too close together. But in the United Kingdom, 45,318 deaths. That's what they've got, as far as COVID-19. And we see that globally, 608,420 cases have deaths, and then the case is well over 14 million. So interesting to get a different perspective of what's happening in other places. All right, speaking of couple of other happenings, very, very sad story out of New Jersey about a judge whose son was killed when he opened the door on Sunday, and he was killed, and his father was shot and is in critical condition, and the judge, Esther Salas, was in the basement apparently when this happened, and a suspect has been described as Roy Den Hollander, but they found him where it was an apparent suicide in a car. So he had writings. He's a lawyer in Manhattan. He had lots of writings about, you know, the fact that he was defending men's rights and he was anti-feminist, and he kind of had this life's work and crazy manifestos of sort of, it's been described as toxic stew of sexist and actual racial bigotry, you know, racist comments, etc. But the bottom line is, why this judge? So she had a connection to the Epstein case. So that's something that's out there. And then there was a connection to a case that he specifically worked on. And the case that he worked on, that he argued before Judge Salas, was a lawsuit where he represented a woman and her daughter as they were trying to register for the military's selective service. In the case, Den Hollander's clients claimed the draft was unconstitutional because it barred women from registering. Boy, it doesn't sound like that's the kind of case he would take. The case, like at least one other in the federal court system, raised legal questions about the treatment of women in the military. So it was a big deal. And Salas sided against a part of his arguments last spring, but agreed with some of his claims and allowed the lawsuit to continue. So that just makes no sense as to why that would have happened. And, you know, Den Hollander apparently said he wouldn't be able to see the case through because he was terminally ill, is what one of the managing partners at the firm said about him, because now they're trying to piece this whole thing together and figure out what led him to do what they believe he did. But is very shocking to the people in the neighborhood where the judge lived. The judge said she was worried about some of the high-profile cases that she had, and I don't think that she thought that was ever going to happen, and that her 20-year-old son would end up being killed as a result of his actions. So the FBI identified the suspect who killed the federal judge's son, and the judge's husband is out of surgery, at least. And now I guess his condition is getting a little bit better, but started out in critical, and he's stabilizing now. This is the very latest. I, just as we were on the air here, got a text from somebody. So there is that connection to the case that was once argued before her, and he described himself as anti-feminist, but yet he had this case that was anything, you know, but that. So it's interesting as to what could have possibly, it's not interesting, it's sick and twisted, but what could have possibly, you know, led him to do what they believe he's done based on the evidence that they've already, again, sadly, collected, I guess you'll say, I would say, in this case. So as we move along, we're heading to the mailbag next, and many of you talked about what people were saying in your neighborhoods about COVID. The other thing is Oregon exploding, and what about the people who say they're being kidnapped off the streets, a nightmare of a weekend in Portland, and the fact that you have tax hikes that are going on. I got some emails about that because city governments are bare in many, many cases, and they're trying to figure out, you know, we're broke, what do we do? You know, that's the kind of thing they're saying in Nashville. That's the kind of thing they're saying in New York and California. What do? The economy is crushed, and it's killing state and city budgets. Misty says they're kidnapping us. Kate, they're taking us off the streets. What in the hell is happening in my city? We'll find out more as we dive deeper into the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is preparing to sign a range of executive orders as part of a shift in White House strategy to boost Americans' confidence in his leadership amid widespread criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House is trying to reposition the president as proactive rather than on the defensive over his response to the coronavirus as he trails the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in multiple polls. The strategy is coupled with a plan for Trump to return to headlining coronavirus briefings, which he stopped attending in April. The executive orders will include policy changes on immigration, the census, prescription drugs, and health care, including a merit-based immigration system and addressing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which has allowed nearly 800,000 young people known as Dreamers to avoid deportation. The president has said several times that the Supreme Court's DACA ruling gave him new authority to take additional steps. This is USA Radio News. A 15-year-old black girl who's been incarcerated in Michigan since mid-May after she failed to do her online schoolwork will not be returning home, a judge decided in a case that has stoked outrage that is emblematic of the systematic racism and the criminalization of black children. Oakland County Judge Mary Ellen Brennan determined the girl has been benefiting from the residential treatment program at a juvenile detention center and is not yet ready to be returned to her mother. The girl, who is being identified only by her middle name, Grace, was the subject of a published report last week with community activists all expressing outrage over her incarceration. Florida's largest teachers union has sued Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen all public schools next month, even as the number of coronavirus cases in that state is spiking. The Florida Education Association accused DeSantis and other state officials of violating a state constitutional mandate to keep public schools safe and secure. The union asked a state court in Miami to halt the governor's reopening. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mail. Oh, yeah! Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag. Let's
get in the mail bag.
Sweet, and thanks to all of you. We have a ton of mail. 24/7, you can flip them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Could it be easier? kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We have our unofficial poll, of course, that's constantly rolling about mask on or mask off. You know how I feel. Look, you got Republicans that are in this game that are saying it. Mitch McConnell is handing out masks, for goodness sake. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Hope you're staying safe.
I am.
Good. I'm going to play the old market forces gambit here. I don't know if you've heard, but the Republicans are trying to put together their national convention.
Yeah.
And they put out a call for 2,000 off-duty police to sign up and help protect the venue. Well, it turns out only 500 have signed up, and market forces probably is the reason. And when you start looking at the idea that Trump has stiffed almost every city in America that he's done these rallies at, for example, Tulsa, I think they paid $400,000 for the venue, but the coronavirus epidemic has now spiked over 835%. That's according to the Tulsa County's health department. 835% increase in coronavirus. So their hospitals have got to be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And a measly $400,000 is not worth the event. So the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, is refusing to pay any costs, damages related to that event. And what's worse, if you know about, in market forces, if you contract for an event and you promise that you're going to keep the building safe, you're not going to have riots inside the building, you're not going to damage the building, you're a theater owner and you make an arrangement with a traveling act, they have to have a performance bond or they have to have an insurance policy on
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in this case, the Trump administration was told by the county health department that they had to do social distancing. And they put stickers on every other seat to make sure that people weren't sitting together. So the Trump campaign crews took those stickers off before people got in the door. So as far as I'm concerned, they waived their good faith. They went out of their way to endanger the participants. And so, market forces, in the case of the police that are being asked to show up at Trump's rally, are they going to go out there and catch COVID just for a measly, few hours of overtime? Get to stay in some out-of-town hotel, take a risk with their lives? No. So market forces, even the police departments, are starting to realize that Trump is a danger, that he doesn't pay his debt. In the case of Tulsa, all of the overtime that they had to pay for police and fire protection and, the 911 systems and everything that was related to it, streets and roads, were blocked off. The Department of Public Works got stiff. So, Trump is famous for never paying his debts and lying about it. So I'm just, putting it out to the country. Trump doesn't pay his debt. He's getting people killed, and he's basically laughing about it. So just market forces doesn't even live up to, the Republicans are starting to face off that market forces doesn't fit with this guy.
So I take it you're not voting for him.
Oh, I'm Green Party. I think I've mentioned before I'm Green Party. And I've probably mentioned before, too, Trump is organized crime. He's not, just some participant in organized crime. He is organized crime. And organized crime knows, if you know in the history of getting land cheap, high medical bills are typically the way that you can get land cheap. If you know a neighbor that's come down with cancer, you just wait like a vulture until they have to sell their house, and you get in there and you might get it at 30% of its value. And Trump knows that. And almost every one of the Trump towers he got through the redevelopment agency. With blighted neighborhoods, he was able to get the land granted to him as a blighted building. And so then he gets to create his Trump Towers based on a grant. They gave him the land. Then he stiffs the architects. He stiffs the construction crews. He stiffs the cleanup crews. He's famous for never paying his bills. That's why he's got, years ago it was 5,500 lawsuits against him, because he's a famous, welcher on his bills. So he... market forces and Donald Trump do not fit. And even the police, with the security are figuring this out. It's not worth the effort to go down to that convention. And I'm actually kind of surprised that the city can't get the local health department to just shut it down. Because
It's interesting about Jacksonville and then the fact that they're going on the ledge. David, I have to fly, but I'm going to counter that with a couple things, and I agree with you about the convention. I wouldn't hold the convention. Why not have it virtually? I get the maneuver and why the president would want to have it in person, because that's his strength. That's why the rallies and the people that want to be there, of course, they love the president. They want to be there. They're not worried. That's the thing. They're rolling the dice just like people who are saying, I'm going to go and do something that I probably shouldn't do, but I'm going to go hang out with my family. I really put it in the same category because the people that are going are heavy supporters. That's why they were there in South Dakota. That's why they were there in Tulsa, etc. You're absolutely right about the stickers. Of course, they know that the stickers were put on, and then somebody that was on the campaign saw them and said, oh, no, take the stickers off. And we know that happened, of course. And with the police, they don't have to do that. That's a choice. Are you going for the extra money? I mean, this goes to the economics of it. Are you going for that overtime like you're saying, or are you not doing it? And is there inherent risk in being in these situations, especially if masks are on or masks are off? So as I say on this show, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, even if you're green, like David said, this is what this show is about, is having that conversation. And it's rare to hear from people that often are on the lefter side of the dial, except for that you always email the show. And again, I started the show so that we could have that conversation. So it's interesting. In the mailbag, I got this from Max, and I've gotten specifics about defending the president, or why are people saying this and it's not true and it's fake news, and counteracting some of the things that are out there. And I got this from Max, and Max said, Kate, you know what? Here's the thing about Donald Trump. I'm a Republican. I don't like what Donald Trump, I voted for him. I don't like what Donald Trump does on Twitter. And I think Twitter, and the fact that he often just immediately reacts to whatever is being said, have painted some of what's happened with him in a bad light. Do I think he's done everything right for America? No. And again, Twitter would be one of those things that's just annoying. And I'm a 30-year-old dude. But I do think some good has come out of the Trump administration shaking things up, not having the same old status quo. And often I think he gets painted with a brush that's not exactly correct. Maybe he's guilty of not having the right people in place in his cabinet, as many other presidents have been guilty of. And maybe he's guilty of a little hubris, for sure. And maybe he's guilty of being a reactionary, which doesn't serve him so well often at times. But I do think that he has followed through on his campaign promises, and I do think that he has tried to straighten out some of the red tape that strangles our system in the United States. But unfortunately, he ran into COVID-19, which, thanks to John Bolton, who tried to kick him in the stomach with his book, he was the one who dismantled the pandemic crew that had been assembled, not the president. And I think that too many people just are not aware of that. And I think he doesn't get enough space often. And, of course, because of COVID and the economic situation, that is the thing that is tanking him as we get closer to an election. What do you think happens? All right, so thanks for the email. And, of course, I agree with the whole Twitter thing. I mean, if he was off of Twitter, that would have ended a lot of nonsense of back and forth and just shooting from the hip and that kind of thing. But, you know, his own family, they say they don't want him on Twitter, and he just was, that's just not happening. He's got just a gazillion followers, and that's how he responds. To some of the other things, what do I think is going to happen? I think that all politics, it comes down to what's happening in your wallet, what's happening with your family. And if you're homeless, if you're losing a house, if you can't pay your rent, if your kids are sick and you can't get health care because you can't even afford the health care or whatever, I can give you all kinds of scenarios that I could paint. The economy hurts a president. An incumbent president, though, has a little bit of an advantage. In the polls, he's way behind, but tough to know what really will happen there. We're talking about pets in the pandemic next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food, the availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion. This is undoubtedly true. But sometimes a baby brother just won't do. So if you'll allow me to get this off my chest, it's a simple, humble request.
Yeah, we needed a dog. You know the story of Guinness.
Yeah,
that's right. Pandemic pup. We adopted him. We were fosters. We failed. And now it's been 3 months for this golden retriever Irish setter mix. We call him Guinness the Menace. But he is awesome. awesome. And so we've seen that there has been a rise in pet adoptions, which is great. And also, sadly, because of the economics of it, people who have had to give up pets, but the communities have come together and they're trying to save as many dogs, cats, animals as they possibly can. In our virtual green room right now, Jamie Lee, and she understands the power of pets and how they enrich our lives and strengthen relationships, as she says. So, Jamie, thank you so much for popping on. Thanks for coming our way, Jamie. Oh, she disappeared just like that. Poof! It was the zen of the animal Reiki, I guess. Well, anyway, it is interesting because I do believe that dogs, cats, whatever the animal, but I just think the most common, I guess, is dogs and cats. I could say horses for some people. Boy, they would be expensive now, though. But they take stress, they edge off the, you know, whatever, and it's an unconditional pal that, loves you, is there for you, etc. Of course, there's the other side of that with the pandemic puppy, like I said, where, you know, there's lots of walking, there's lots of energy, and there's lots of all that stuff in between. All right, so Jamie is back with us. Jamie Lee joins us. And Jamie, I was asking you the question about pets and how they really strengthen relationships and mean so much in our lives. And especially now with the pandemic and all the adoptions and things we're seeing, it's just wonderful. Have you seen that?
Yes. And we see so many people have taken the opportunity either to adopt or to foster because they knew they were going to be home. They lived alone. And so they actually reached out to rescue groups and wanted to foster a pet that, you know, would have been left in a kennel and wouldn't have had much interaction during this time. So it's just wonderful what it's done for the pets and what those pets are doing for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. What is the Zen of Animal Reiki? You talk about that.
Yeah, so Animal Reiki, in a nutshell, is meditating with pets. And I like to explain it to my students. When we meditate, research has shown that it lowers our blood pressure, our heart rate, we become more focused, and it actually increases the part of our brain that makes us feel compassion. Well, we call it the Reiki ripple. So when you practice meditation consistently, you become this peaceful, compassionate feeling. And anyone around you can feel the effect, whether it's your family members, your friends, somebody at the grocery store. Just like, you know, sometimes there's people you just feel good when you're around them and other people who you don't feel so good.
Yeah.
Well, when we practice that with our pets, they feel the same benefits, and that allows them to relax, release some of that stress, and they can just allow their body to go into a natural healing state.
Ooh, I like that. And,
yes.
You know, you have spent so much time studying this. You are a lifelong animal lover. You advocate for the importance of the bond that we're talking about and the power to heal and transform lives. And that's really true. That's why we see golden retrievers so often are brought in when there's a horrific school shooting or into elderly care centers. Or even at airports because of the way they make people feel, right?
Absolutely. You know, the dogs are the first ones that come in a lot of times when we have tragedies. Horses are very instrumental with veterans, with post-traumatic stress. You know, they can help them heal. Animals really are our partners in healing.
And you should know because you have quite a crew. You've got two rescue pups, Bella and Oscar, I'm told. You have two birds and a desert tortoise. What's the desert tortoise like? What do you do with the tortoise?
Well, you know, she is so much fun. She came with the house when I bought the house. And so I had to educate myself to see what kind of care they needed. And really, they're not out very long. They burmate or hibernate during the winter. So from anywhere from September to the end of October, she goes into her burrow, and I don't see her again till the end of March. But they have amazing personalities, and they're incredibly gentle and yet very powerful. They have claws on them that allows them to dig in our desert soil, which is really a lot of caliche and rock. And I have to take a jackhammer to plant trees, and she can dig her own burrow.
Yeah, I understand that because I used to live in Vegas, so I know exactly what that's like. And the comps
you know
that you
what
get
I'm talking about.
Yeah, the comps that the humans get, it's different for the animals. Because they're not spending it in the casinos, etc. It's a whole different thing when you're a rock star animal versus a rock star person, or just, you know, somebody that lives there in Vegas and gets to know a lot of people. Is it fun being an animal Reiki instructor?
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. I think it's the best job in the world. I get to spend time with animals and the people that love them. And I can't think of a better way to spend your day than to be surrounded by animals and people that love them.
Absolutely. And is it true that you were a contributor in one of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books?
Yes, I was. Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Dog's Life. I wrote a story about a senior dog that I had in my life at the time. And she and I were buddies. We were together 14 years. She was the only dog I had. She was a Jack Russell Terrier. So if you know about them, you know they're a handful. And we went everywhere together. We trained. She did agility. We traveled, and we developed this very special bond. We were very close.
I love it. What about cats? I got to say something about cats. I grew up with cats because my brother was allergic to dogs, and Nathan, our extraordinary technical wizard, is a cat lover, too. What do cats do for you?
Oh, I love cats. Now, I developed my allergies towards cats got quite bad. So when my last cat passed away, I haven't got any more, and I miss them. But I will tell you, a cat was my first real teacher and taught me that animals really do have our power, the power to transform our lives. And it happened when I was just 13 years old. I was living in Rapid City, and that was when the Rapid City flood hit. And it was the top... It's still in the top 10 list of flash floods, being the worst flash floods in our nation. And our whole community was destroyed. We lost our home. We lost everything we owned, and all my pets died.
Wow. So, and you had a cat.
So for my birthday, I got this tiny little kitten. And she brought me out of the depression that I was feeling at that time.
Love it.
And so I realized just how powerful they are and how they can move us.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect place to end this on a tiny little cool kitten. Jamie Lee, thank you so much. You can go to animal-bonds.com to find out more about Jamie Lee. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on tonight.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Shout out to Mo Flam. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.